Hello, this is Luke from Luke's English Podcast, and this year I'm teaching you a phrasal verb every day. I hope that I can keep this up, but we'll just have to see. Now, today's phrasal verb is to chip in. Chip in. Several meanings, as usual. The first meaning is when you contribute a small amount of money to help someone buy a gift for somebody. Okay? This often happens at work when it's someone's birthday. Someone in the office organises a kind of collection to help to pay for a gift for that person. So what might happen is they would say, maybe in a meeting, they might say, we are having a bit of a whip round for Bill's birthday. So if you'd like to just chip in a few pounds, that would be great. And then we'll be able to buy something nice for Bill. Okay, we like Bill. Everyone likes Bill. Of course they do. How could you not like Bill? So, if you fancy buying something for him, just, you know, just chip in a few pounds. Maybe you could chip in a dollar bill for Bill. That was a joke. But yeah, if you're willing to just, you know, chip in a few pounds, that would be great. And then we'll be able to buy something for Bill. Okay? So to chip in. Now you would say chip in a few pounds, or maybe chip in with a few pounds, chip in on the gift. Chip in on the gift for Bill. Okay, now another meaning of the word, of the expression chip in, would be to, like, if two people are having a conversation and you want to say something in their conversation, you want to kind of make a comment, you want to join their conversation and make a quick comment, then you would chip in. All right, so you hear, let's say, for example, there are two people in an underground station. You're queuing up in an underground station because you want to top up your Oyster card, and you hear two tourists talking, and they're saying something like this: what kind of ticket do you think we should get to South Kensington Station? Do you think we should get like a single ticket or a return? Or a travel card, or what? And the other tourist is saying, I don't know. I mean, I don't know which one is more expensive, the return journey or the single, I don't know. And you kind of, you're listening to this and you think to yourself, oh, tourists, I know what to say. They should buy an Oyster card. It's simple. I know this because I've listened to Luke's English Podcast. So you think, I'll help them. I'll say something. So you go over to them and you say, sorry, I couldn't help overhearing what you're saying, and I'd just like to chip in if I can. You might say, like, sorry, can I just chip in here? I couldn't help overhearing what you were saying. You should definitely get an Oyster card. It's much cheaper. Just buy an Oyster card, and then you can top up every day, and it's actually cheaper. Tickets or journeys on an Oyster card are cheaper than other tickets. Okay, so you should get an Oyster card. And the tourists say, how do you know that? That's amazing. That's really good advice. How do you know? And you say, well, the reason I know is because I've listened to Luke's English Podcast, specifically the episode about how to use the London Underground. And it's full of really good advice. In fact, I suggest that you stop whatever you're doing now, just go back to the hotel and make sure you listen to that episode before you do anything else in London. Okay, because you need to learn how to use the tube before you try and travel anywhere in London, okay? All right, I just wanted to chip in with just a bit of advice. And the tourists go, wow, that is genuinely good advice. And I think that what I'll do now is take that advice. And we're not going to go to the Victoria and Albert Museum. No, we're going to go back to the hotel and we're going to download Luke's English Podcast before we do anything else. Okay, good. Right, so that's just another example of to chip in, all right? That's it. There'll be another one of these tomorrow, and I'll speak to you then. Bye, 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 bye. I just need to get to the right window on my computer. I'm still saying goodbye. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. Where's the audio boot player? There it is. Goodbye, speak to you tomorrow.